What up, son? It's the tale of the tapes. The fuck life. Saying? Alright, Tale of the Tapes, Season 3, Episode 4. On today's episode, we got half a mil and dilated pupils. So half a mil, I really only knew of because of a song on the Belly soundtrack, which I always loved. Aside from that, I knew nothing of half a mil at all, and to be totally honest with you, I wasn't even sure if this dude ever had an album out or anything, or was just one of those guys that showed up, had a hot song, and disappeared. Obviously, he did have at least one album and did make the cut, so we'll have to wait and see how he did. But as far as my opinions and expectations go, I really have nothing else to offer on half a mil, to be honest with you. I just had heard the one song from him, and I was very young. I couldn't even tell you whether the dude was good on it or not. I mean, I liked it, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Dilated Peoples I had heard of, and, you know, even had heard maybe, like, three Dilated Peoples songs prior to covering them in this study. Certainly not much, though. I had also heard of Evidence by name, but never the other member, Raka, and wasn't even sure how many members were in the group, who was a producer, who was a rapper, stuff like that. So while my knowledge of Dilated Peoples may have been slightly more than my knowledge of half a mil, both were very, very limited. Half a mil I didn't expect to finish well just on the principle that I wasn't aware of him having a lot of material, and Dilated Peoples I had about the same expectations for them as I do for 99% of the other underground artists of this nature. You know, the conscious underground type that typically is pretty good lyrically and originally with some gems in their music, so we'll have to see if my shot in the dark expectations hold true with these artists, but both Half a Mil and Dilated Peoples had their debut albums out in the year 2000, but Half a Mil was out first, so we'll start off with him. His birth name is Jason Wardlaw, born January 25th, 1973 in Brooklyn, New York City, New York, United States, died October 24th, 2003 in Brooklyn, New York City, New York, United States. His genres are listed as hip-hop, and his years active are listed as 1992 to 2003. So, a little odd there that his years active are listed as 1993 to 2003 when his debut album didn't drop until 2000. I did look into this, and it does say that he had been around the hip-hop scene since the early 90s, but didn't get any breakthroughs until 1997 when he guest appeared on the Firm album, and then even after that, still didn't get his debut album out until 2000, so seems like it was a tough road for half a mil to get his foot in the door, but not 100% sure exactly why it's listed as 1992 to 2003. I'm assuming that, you know, just him having his face around the scene prompted them to say that he was involved, but nothing on record until at least 1997 and no albums until 2000. So let's check out some background info and see if there's anything there that explains why. Jason Wardlaw, January 25th, 1973 to October 24th, 2003, better known by his stage name Half a Mil, was a Brooklyn-based American rapper. So that is about as short and straight to the point as you can possibly get. So really no additional information there on half a mil at all. So let's move on to my write-up of him and see how he did. Belly was not only one of my favorite movies in high school, but I also loved the shit out of the soundtrack. I remember half a mil being on that album, and while I knew I loved that song, I knew absolutely nothing else of him. I was surprised by how good he was on certain songs or verses, lyrically speaking. He was good with different rhyme schemes and syllables and showed tremendous potential. He was pretty good at being able to keep a topic for the most part, but didn't rhyme and lost his flow at times. On top of his inconsistency from verse to verse, he also had some iffy lines, but still managed to finish well above average lyrically overall. Half a Mil had an extremely small body of work, only putting out two albums as his life was unfortunately taken away at just 30 years old. However, both of those albums were great albums. Of his only 33 song total, he had 4 great songs, 20 good ones, and no weak ones. Amazingly enough, that means almost 75% of his material was good or better. While it's obviously easy to hold higher percentages with smaller bodies of work, Those numbers were still achieved and are extremely impressive nonetheless. Still, that small body of work, coupled with the fact that he had no real major mainstream or commercial success, nor any clear visible impacts on any other artists, he struggled to make a big impact on the hip-hop game. In a similar fashion, he didn't have much to offer up either when it came to originality, whether that was content-wise or image-wise. So sounds like the tale of two different artists there, depending on which category you look at. Very solid in some, very lacking in others. Nonetheless, man, Half a Mil's skill level was definitely up there, and unfortunately his life was cut short, so rest in peace to Half a Mil, man. It's a shame how many times we've had to say that in only 4 episodes in this new millennium so far, but it is what it is, so let's go on to the math here for Half a Mil and see how things added up. Lyrics, he gets a 6.5, and honestly, man, off the bat, the fact that this dude was able to get to a 6.5 in just 2 albums and 33 songs is impressive in itself. The fact that he was able to get to that score, taking some of his inconsistencies into consideration, is very, very impressive on top of the fact that he got there in a small body of work. So, I mean, listen, the guy was super impressive. There was some songs he had where he went really nuts. He was good with different rhyme schemes. He was good with rhyming a lot of syllables. He definitely had a tremendous amount of potential. He was good at being able to keep a topic for the most part. And then mix in the little bit of inconsistencies. He didn't rhyme sometimes. He lost his flow at times. He did have some iffy lines and stuff like that. But again, bro, the fact that he had all that coupled in there with the fact that he was able to get such a high score in 33 songs and 2 albums, it goes to show you what this dude was capable of. So he gets a well above average score of 6.5 in the lyrics department. Albums, he gets a 6.11 with 0 classics. And although there's no classic albums in there, that's a great album score, man, no doubt about it. Only 2 albums, both great albums. So, like I said, you know, although there's technically no classics in there, that is very, very impressive stuff there in the album department for Half a Mil. Songs, he gets a plus 1.3. And, you know, we say it all the time, plus or minus a full point in this department starts to become very significant. He is plus a full point and a third. So, very, very impressive stuff there in the song department for Half a Mil. Only 33 songs, only 4 great songs, but again, that comes out to 13% of his material. So, you move the decimal place over 1, and you get a plus 1.3. So, very, very solid stuff there in the songs department for Half a Mil, no doubt about that. Impact, he gets a 4, and this is one of those scenarios where, again, little to no mainstream commercial success, 2 albums, 33 songs, not a single name listed on the list of names of artists, influence, stuff like that. So, you know, a lot there to take into account. And, you know, it lands Half a Mil at a below average score of 4 in the impact department there. Originality, same exact thing. He gets the same score of a 4. And again, it was just a similar fashion to the impact department. There just really wasn't much going there for Half a Mil to offer up for in the originality department. You know, if you look at his image, if you look at his content, and, you know, just stuff like that, again, it was just very, very typical stuff there across the board. So you add all those 5 numbers up and you divide by 5, because that's the number of categories we have, and that gives you a final rating of 4.38, which leaves Half a Mil tied for 109th place of 213 artists done overall. So, not an amazing finish there for Half a Mil, who's in a tie with Del the Funky Homo Sapien, landing him almost directly in the middle of the pack here. And I gotta say, man, although this isn't a majorly impressive finish overall, technically speaking, Half a Mil was nice. And the fact that he finished right around the middle with well below average impact and originality scores is not that easy. So pretty impressive stuff here from Half a Mil regardless. So shout outs and rest in peace to Half a Mil, no question. For now, let's move on to Dilated Peoples. Both MCs in the group made the cut, so all of the group's material as well as each of its members' solo works will all count towards their score. We'll start off with some info on the group as a whole, and then we'll move into each of its members individually in the order they came out. So Dilated Peoples, who had their debut album out in the year 2000, origins listed as Los Angeles, California, genres listed as hip-hop, Years active is listed as 1992 to present, and the members are listed as Evidence, Rakai or Science, and DJ Babu. So like I spoke about earlier, two actual rappers in the three-man group. Of course, the DJ isn't included in these judgments today, but we never want to leave any members out of the recognition of a group, especially not the DJ, who's instrumental for sure. So shout-outs to DJ Babu and Dilated Peoples. And now let's check out some additional background information on the group as a whole and see how that reads. Dilated Peoples is an American hip-hop group from Los Angeles, California. They have had little mainstream success in the U.S. with the exception of the song This Way, a 2004 collaboration with Kanye West, Xzibit, Charlie Tuna, and John Legend appearing in a music video. Better known in the U.K., they reached the top 40 of the U.K. singles chart with two tracks, This Way and Worse Comes to Worse. Members include DJ Babu, producer/DJ, Evidence, MC/producer, and Raka, MC. Their songs were featured in the 2003 video games Need for Speed Underground and NBA Street Volume 2. So pretty interesting stuff there, as we see not overly successful in the United States. As I spoke about, a bit more of an underground group, so to speak, but they did seem to have a decent amount of success in the UK, so shoutouts to Dilated Peoples one way or the other. With that out of the way, let's now move into each member of the group individually, starting with Evidence, who was the first of the two to have a solo album out, which came out in 2007. His birth name is Michael Taylor Peretta, also known as EV, Mr. Slow Flow, and The Weatherman. Born December 10, 1976 in Venice, Los Angeles, California, United States. His genres are listed as hip-hop, and his years active are listed as 1988 to present. So I wasn't really aware of any of this stuff for Evidence, as like I stated earlier in the show, I really knew little to nothing of this group and its members, so any info is going to be news to me. So let's check out some additional info on Evidence and see if we learn anything else there. Michael Taylor Peretta, born December 10, 1976, known professionally as Evidence, is an American rapper and record producer from Venice, Los Angeles, California. He is also a member of the group Dilated Peoples, as well as being one half of Step Brothers with The Alchemist. Before creating music, Peretta was a graffiti artist. So, nothing too major there, but we do see that he is also a producer and not just an MC, as well as being a graffiti artist. So, obviously somebody here who's clearly an artist and obviously very drawn to hip-hop in more ways than one. So, with that bit of information out of the way, let's get into my personal breakdown of Evidence. Although I was familiar with the name Dilated Peoples, I wasn't with the members or much of their material. I had heard Evidence's name mentioned before, but knew nothing of him. He was good with rhyme schemes and had some deep lines, but was a bit inconsistent for the most part. He was decent with syllables, but also used run-on bars a fair amount. Still, he was able to finish above average lyrically overall. Between himself and the group, Evidence had a decent-sized body of work, registering 11 albums for scoring in total. 7 of those 11 albums were good, and the other 4 were great, which is pretty solid and consistent stuff. Of his 144 total songs, while only 3 were great, another 64 were good, and not a single one was weak. While the name Dilated Peoples definitely holds weight to true hip-hop heads, they've never really had any major mainstream commercial success or sold a tremendous amount of albums. On top of that, Evidence in particular didn't have any names to add to the list of artists influenced. While Dilated Peoples as well as Evidence certainly had their own approach to things, there wasn't very much overly standout about the group or any of its members. What made Evidence in particular so original was his voice, delivery, and the fact that he was always him both in person and on the microphone. However, the fact that he took so many things from other artists before him, especially Rakim, Jay-Z, Wu-Tang, and Nas, did wind up hurting him a bit in this department from what his score otherwise would have been. So, while there is a bit of give and take in that write-up, it did generally sound pretty positive, so let's check out the math and see what we got for Evidence of Dilated Peoples. Lyrics, he gets a 6, and another one here who was pretty inconsistent for the most part. He was good with rhyme schemes. He definitely had some deep and meaningful lines, but he did use run-on bars a pretty fair amount. He was decent with rhyming syllables and stuff like that. And, you know, throughout the course of time, the good things pretty consistently slightly outweighed the bad. So, you know, after one album, you're kind of leaning towards that 5.5. After the second album, okay, he is a 5.5, but he's right on that cusp, right? After the third album, all right, he's a 5.5. You see what I'm saying? So it was very, very little climbs, probably based on mostly the inconsistencies, because he would do 3 or 4 good things and then have a run-on bar or something like that, or, you know, whatever it was. Not trying to be too specific, but that's kind of the way he operated for the most part. So it was little climbs at a time, but, you know, good stuff there from Evidence overall. The good definitely outweighed the bad, and he gets an above average score of 6 in the lyrics department. Albums, he gets a 4.92, which is a good album score. Like I said, he had 11 albums in total that he registered for scoring. 7 of those 11 albums were good. The other 4 were great. That's solid, consistent stuff. That comes out to a 4.92, so although no classic albums, that's definitely a good album score there for Evidence. Songs, he gets a plus 0.21. That came from having 144 total songs, and while only 3 of them were great, no songs were weak, so that came out to about 2% of his material. Slide the decimal place over, and you get a plus 0.21 in the songs department there for Evidence. Impact, he gets a 4.5, and, you know, we discussed it in his write-up. Even in the background information that we read up on Dilated Peoples, it spoke about how they didn't really have any major mainstream commercial success, especially not in the United States. They did have a bit of success over in the UK, which I took into consideration, and they did have some success with a couple of songs. You know, I don't want to say any number one songs or anything like that, but they definitely did have success with at least 3 songs, so you obviously do have to take that into consideration, but also have to take into consideration that no names on the list of artists influence or anything like that. So I think when you keep all things in mind, he gets a just below average score of 4.5 in the impact department there. Originality, he gets a 6.5, and again, it's not that there was anything overly original about the group as a whole. You know, a lot of scratching, sampling, things like that, and, you know, it was an underground group that was all about the elements and paying homage and things like that, so, you know, I didn't want to hammer them too much for stuff like that, but nothing overly original as far as that was concerned. But with Evidence in particular, his voice and delivery were pretty original, and on top of that, you could just tell that he was always himself, both on and off the microphone, so, you know, you have to take those things into consideration. And again, like I said, not out of left field, not overly original with their, you know, content or their message or things like that, but not unoriginal either. And then they did have some original things on top of it about himself that did add to it. So, you know, a well above average score in the originality department there for Evidence. So now you add all those 5 numbers up, and you divide by 5, which is the number of categories we have, and that gives you a final rating of 4.43, which puts Evidence in 105th place of 215 artists done overall. So that's almost directly in the middle there for Evidence, very, very slightly above, but hey, an above average lyrical score, and certainly not a bad finish there for Evidence, especially considering the just below average impact score. So shoutouts to Evidence, man, for everything that he's contributed to the hip-hop community. And now let's move on to Rakaa Science, who had his debut solo album out in 2010. His birth name is Rakaa Teller, also known as Rakaa Science and Era Science. Born June 18, 1972. Origins listed as Los Angeles, California. His genres are listed as alternative hip-hop. And his years active are listed as 1998 to present. So first and foremost, I do want to say that through studying this group, I have noticed all the references made to people constantly pronouncing this dude's name wrong. So I do want to make it a point to make sure that I didn't do the same. So that's Rakaa Science for anybody out there that doesn't know. Aside from that, not really anything else there to speak on, I don't believe. So let's get into his background and take it from there.
Rakaa Teller, better known by his stage names Rakaa and Rakaa Science, is a rapper from Los Angeles, California. He is a member of Dilated Peoples alongside Evidence and DJ Babu. So, even less there for Rakah than there was for Evidence. No new information really there at all. Nothing we haven't covered. So let's just get right into my write-up of Rakah Era Science and see how that reads.
Again, even though I was unfamiliar with Dilated Peoples and or Evidence material, I had at least heard their names before. Rakah, I can't even say that much for. Early on, he was neck and neck with Evidence lyrically, and probably even slightly ahead, to be honest. He was decent with multisyllabic rhymes and had both some iffy and good lines. He also seemed to be able to keep a topic and tell a story, but his lack of solo work made it difficult for him to climb much higher, and he finished just above average lyrically overall. Including all of the group's material, Rakah Era Science only managed to register 6 albums for scoring. However, 5 of those 6 albums, including his solo project, were good albums, with the remaining one being great. He had almost exactly half the amount of material as Evidence, registering 76 songs for scoring in total. Although he had way less songs, he still managed to have the same amount of great songs, 3, no weak ones, and another 26 good ones. While I hadn't personally heard of Rakah by name, his group did have some success, and he was a vital part of every Dilated Peoples album, no question. That, coupled with the fact that he had a clear visible influence on the game and possibly some others, he fared the same as his partner in the Impact Department. When it came to originality, while there may not have been anything about Rakah quite as different as there was with Evidence, he also didn't sample or borrow nearly as many lines as Evidence did. He did, however, sound like Freddie Fox quite a bit, not necessarily in rhyme style or content, but with his voice and delivery. So, for the most part, that sounds like a pretty similar breakdown for Rakah as it was for Evidence. Obviously, there was some clear differences there, but both guys seem to be relatively even with each other in almost every department, so let's take a look at the math here for Rakah and see where he winds up. Lyrics, he gets a 5.5, and I do want to discuss this for a second, because throughout, I would say, probably at least the first 3 Dilated Peoples albums, Rakah was a little bit better than Evidence. I don't want to say that I had him scored numerically higher lyrically than I did Evidence at that point, but he just was showing a little bit of separation, and you could see that if this trend continued going forward, that he was going to be the better lyricist between the two. Now, that being said, they started to even out a little bit more as time went on, and then when they branched off into their solo works is really where the separation was caused, because Rakah only had the 1 solo album, and there really wasn't enough on there for me to even debate putting that guy up to a 6. He was close, don't get me wrong. He was close to a 6, but the point that I'm trying to make by saying that is he wasn't any closer to a 6 at the end of his solo album than he was at the start of his solo album. So he didn't go backwards, and he didn't hurt himself at all on his solo album, just didn't do himself any favors. Evidence, on the other hand, was, again, kind of neck and neck with Rakah through the Dilated People stuff, but then as he branched off into his solo stuff, he continued to climb, and he had more solo albums, so he gave himself more of an opportunity to say more dope lines, you know, use more rhyme schemes, rhyme more syllables, things like that. So as time went on, Evidence was able to build and add on to his lyric score, whereas Rakah didn't really give himself that chance. But still a slightly above average lyricist overall, so he gets a 5.5 in the lyrics department. Albums, he gets a 4.62 with 0 classics, so neither of the group's members able to register any classics. Rakah with a 1/3 of a point lower score on his album score than Evidence, but nonetheless, that's still a good album score there for Rakah, and like I spoke about when reading his write-up, 5 of those 6 albums, including his solo project, were good albums, and the remaining project that was left was a great album. So, you know, solid stuff there from Rakah as far as albums was concerned, so a good score of 4.62 there in the albums department. Songs, he gets a plus 0.39, which is actually a bit higher than Evidence's song score. And like I spoke about, a lesser of a body of work here for Rakah than there was for Evidence, almost exactly half. So Evidence had 144 songs total. Rakah had 76 songs total. Now, neither one of them had any weak songs, and both of them had 3 great songs. But Rakah's song score is going to be higher because his percentage of great songs to weak songs is higher because although they both had the same number of great songs, Raka was able to get three great songs in only 76 songs, where it took Evidence 144 songs to register three great songs. So a better percentage there for Raka, so he gets a slightly better score of a plus 0.39 in the songs department. For Impact, he gets a 4.5, and this is almost the same as Evidence, but just two slight variations. So obviously, both guys in the same group, the group had whatever success it had. Both guys were pretty much 50-50 on all the group albums, so I don't want to say that one guy put more into the group than the other. It's just that when they branched off and did their solo material, Evidence had more solo material than Raka Era Science did. But the things that I want to point out is that the only differences here as far as Impact is concerned, really at all, is the fact that I had never heard of Raka Era Science's name before, and I had heard of Evidence's name, and the fact that Evidence didn't have any names on his list of artists that he influenced, whereas Raka Era Science did have The Game and possibly a couple of others. There were other names that I wrote down. They weren't as clear as The Game. I wasn't sure about those, but he was trending in that direction of, it sounds like some people might be listening to him here, whereas Evidence didn't have any names on that list. So I thought those things kind of pretty much offset each other. Listen, it's only one name. It's not like there's a list of 50 names here for Raka and there was none for Evidence. So it's only one name as opposed to zero for Evidence, but it still is more. And I'm only one person, but I still never heard of Raka Era Science where I did hear of Evidence. So I thought those two things kind of offset each other, and Raka gets the same score as Evidence here, slightly below average score of 4.5 in the Impact department. And originality, again, we have the same score here for Raka in originality as we did for Evidence in originality. Both of these guys got a 6.5 for originality, and I don't want to get it too in-depth with this explanation here. It's pretty much the same stuff. Nothing overly original as a group, but both of these guys always seem to be being themselves and stuff. And although I thought that Raka was a little bit more typical than Evidence was, he also didn't sample or borrow nearly as much as Evidence did. So again, we have two of the same scores in the Impact and originality department for Raka as we do as Evidence, but both of them kind of achieved in a slightly different way. Very similar because they're in a group together, but the individual part they both differed on but still managed to stay even. So you add all those five numbers up and you divide by five and it gives you a final rating of 4.30, which leaves Raka Era Science in 123rd place of 215 artists done overall. So not too far behind Evidence, less than 20 spots currently, which could turn into closer to 50 when this is all said and done. But again, very similar artists here in more ways than one, but Raka winds up a bit behind the back end of the halfway mark. But nonetheless, man, shout-outs to both Raka Era Science and Evidence, as well as DJ Babu and the whole Dilated People's group for doing their thing all these years. So a tiny bit of an extended episode here today as we covered three artists rather than two, but five Wednesdays in this month, so not the last episode of the month just yet. That will, however, come next week on episode 5, so exciting stuff there. We'll get some lists for the first time in over a year, and we'll also get our first look at the new list this season of the top 3 female artists so far. So next week should be an exciting episode one way or the other. Again, all these lists are in writing on the Tale of the Tapes Facebook page. If you're interested, the page is www.facebook.com/Tale of the Tapes Podcast. You can give that page a like and a follow to stay up to date, interact with the podcast, give ideas and predictions, etc. You can also give the host website a visit at www.anchor.fm/Tale of the Tapes. Both of those links are spelled completely normally. On the host website, you'll see a support button. Hit the fucking button, bro. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's going to do it for episode 4 here today. Next week on episode 5, we'll be covering Sauce Money and Nelly, and we will have a guest appearance on our episode next week.
Ooh.
So exciting stuff to come. Tale of the Tapes. Peace.
Tale of the Tapes. Might as well.